Krishna Book, Canto 18, The Rajasuya Sacrifice, Chapter 74, Scene 3, Sahadev's Brilliant Soliloquy. The next important procedure is that the most exalted personality in the assembly of such a sacrificial ceremony is first offered worship. After all arrangements were made for Yudhishthir's sacrifice, the next consideration was who should be worshipped first in the ceremony. This particular ceremony is called Agra Puja. Agra means first, and Puja means worship. This Agra Puja is similar to an election of a president. In the sacrificial assembly, all the members were very exalted. Some proposed to elect one person as the perfect candidate for accepting Agra Puja, and others proposed someone else. So when the matter remained undecided, Sahadev began to speak in favor of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, the best among the members of the Yadu dynasty and the protector of his devotees, is the most exalted personality in this assembly. Therefore, I think that Krishna should, without any objection, be offered the honor of being worshipped first. Although demigods such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the king of the heavenly planets Indra, and many other exalted personalities are present here in this assembly, no one can be equal to or greater than Krishna in terms of time, space, riches, strength, reputation, wisdom, renunciation, or any other consideration. Anything which is considered opulent is present originally in Krishna. As an individual soul is the basic principle of the growth of one's material body, similarly Krishna is the supersoul of this entire cosmic manifestation. All kinds of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, such as the performance of sacrifice, the offering of oblations in the fire, the chanting of Vedic hymns, and the practice of mystic yoga, are all meant for realizing Krishna. So whether one follows the path of fruitive activities or the path of philosophical speculation, the ultimate destination is Krishna. All bona fide methods of self-realization are simply meant for understanding Krishna. Ladies and gentlemen, it is superfluous to speak about Krishna because every one of you exalted personalities know the Supreme Brahman, Lord Krishna, for whom there are no material differences between body and soul, between energy and the energetic, or between one part of the body and another. Since everyone is part and parcel of Krishna, there is no qualitative difference between Krishna and all living entities. Everything is an emanation of Krishna's energies, whether it be material or spiritual. Krishna's energies are like the heat and light of fire. There is no difference between the quality of heat and light and the fire itself. Also, Krishna can do anything he likes with any part of his body. We can execute a particular action with the help of a particular part of our body. But Krishna can do anything and everything with any part of his body. And because Krishna's transcendental body is full of knowledge and bliss in eternity, Krishna does not undergo the six kinds of material changes: birth, existence, growth, fruitive action, dwindling, and vanishing. Unforced by any external energy, Krishna is the supreme cause of the creation, maintenance, and dissolution of everything that be. And by the grace of Krishna only, everyone is engaged in the practice of religiousness, the development of economic conditions, the satisfaction of the senses, and ultimately the achievement of liberation from material bondage. These four principles of progressive life can be executed by the mercy of Krishna only. Therefore, Krishna should be offered the first worship of this great sacrifice, and no one should disagree. As by watering the root, the watering of the branches, twigs, leaves, and flowers is automatically accomplished. Or, as by supplying food to the stomach, the nutrition and metabolism of all parts of the body are automatically established. So by offering the first worship to Krishna, everyone present in this meeting, including the great demigods, will be satisfied. So, if anyone is charitably disposed, it will be very good for him to give in charity only to Krishna, who is the Supersoul of everyone, regardless of one's particular body or individual personality. Krishna is present as the Supersoul in every living being, and if we can satisfy Krishna, then automatically every living being becomes satisfied. Thus ends Chapter 74, Scene 3, Sahadev's Brilliant Soliloquy. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. The great Acharya Jiva Goswami points out that the members of the assembly were not astonished at the opulence of the sacrifice, since they knew that King Yudhisthira was a devotee of Lord Krishna. Still, the assembly could not select the most deserving candidate for being worshipped first. This indicates that many of the brahmanas present were not fully realized transcendentalists, but rather conventional brahmanas uncertain of the supreme conclusion of Vedic wisdom. And similarly, Acharya Vishwanath comments that the undecided members of the assembly were the less intelligent ones and not such exalted personalities as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Dwaipayana Vyasadeva, who thought, well, since today no one is asking our opinion, why should we say anything? Furthermore, here is Sahadev, who is renowned for his sharp skill in analyzing all sorts of circumstances. Sahadev can help appoint the person who is to be worshipped first. Only if Sahadev somehow fails to speak or cannot understand the situation, then we will speak up, despite no one's having inquired from us. And so, having made up their minds in this way, the greatest personalities remained silent. This is how Vishwanath Chakravarti advises us to understand what occurred in the assembly. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi Kalavasani Krikyao Nidra Hara Vihara Kadi Vijatao Chatyanta Dinao Chayao Radha Krishna Guna Smritir Madhurima Nandena Sammohita Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao.